views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready, set, grow your market. Welcome to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, hello. Are you fired up? Because today we have an awesome show. Each week, our show is getting better together because we are connecting you with leading business experts from around the globe. And today, our guest is the top 1% of the world's most award-winning professional speakers. But before we go there, I have some news for you. I want you to be the first to know that as of June 1st, Marketing Masters is going to have a name change. You could sort of call it a facelift because the show is going to be known as Masters Chambers, Getting Better Together. This was an appropriate change to unite with my years working at the United States Chamber of Commerce, also director at a regional chamber, and as many of you know, as CEO of Girl Scouts. And it also really unites with my work that's training and coaching business leaders and organizations on how to create cultures of emotional engagement. Well, June 1st is also a hot date. Make sure you add this to your calendar because on June 1st, I will be announcing the winner of my book launch campaign. The winner is the person who has promoted my new book, Marketing Masters, the most to their family and friends that have made a purchase at either of their local bookstores or at Amazon.com. And if you don't see it on the shelves at your local bookstore, ask the clerk and they will be happy to order a copy for you. And I'll be happy if they order a copy for you as well. So my book hit bookstores this past week and the excitement. I know it's my fourth book and our guest has, he has 16 books, much, much more than me, but be able to walk in a bookstore and see your book sitting there on a shelf, or to have someone call you and say, hey, I just picked up a copy of your book. It's just amazing to me to know that I'm helping other people grow their business. So do me a favor. When you pick up your copy of your book at Barnes & Noble or Books & More at Amazon.com, that was a little shout out for those stores that are helping me out. Take a photo of yourself holding the book and send it to me at teamfife@conniefifespeaks.com. If you don't know how to spell it, it's pretty easy, P-H-E-I-F-F, or go online at transformationtalkradio.com, and you could easily find my contact information there as well. Also, June 1st is the unofficial start of the summer season. So several hot events going on for June 1. You don't want to miss this show. Make sure you put it on your calendar. I have a question for you. When you were starting out, did you ever think, I won't matter much? Well, our guest today had that same thought growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, to a working class family. Our guest today is Jim Cathcart. Jim is at the top of his profession. So I want you to listen up. I'm going to go down his list of awards pretty fast. So let me first take a deep breath. Okay, Jim Cathcart is a leading professional speaker in the world, literally, because he was inducted into the Speakers Hall of Fame, Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame. He's received the Cavett Award, the Golden Gavel Award, Lifetime Achievement Award, and he served as president of the National Speakers Association. He has 16 books that he's authored, and two of them are international bestsellers. Jim is just amazing. He's reached millions of people with his inspiring messages for living a successful life. Jim is a world-class communicator. Now, I don't want you all those accolades to give you the wrong impression. Jim knows business. He knows how to help people. He has an incredible list of achievements, but he's a really down-to-earth guy, and his passion is to help people grow, people just like you and me. Today, Jim's going to share with you how anyone can increase their odds for success and have a more satisfying life and business. Does this sound like something you'd be interested in hearing more of? Well, Jim, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Connie. Great to be here.
I am so excited that you're here. Your list of achievements, I mean, it's quite extensive. I mean, I'm sure you would have to agree, and our listeners are certainly agreeing with that.
Thank you.
So is there an achievement you would like to add to this list?
Ooh.
What is missing?
You know, it's kind of fun to be one of the stars in a TV show or to be in a movie that becomes a classic movie. That would be cool. But I didn't choose acting as my path. I chose speaking and performing. And so I perform, you know, musically and also my primary position is professional speaker and author.
Right. And I know that you're a musician and you're a poet and you're also a singer.
Yep.
Now, I think I heard somewhere back that there's a club near your home that you often go and play there on weekends. Is that something you just do for enjoyment?
For the last 6 years, my wife and I have been performing at local venues here around Thousand Oaks, California, and, you know, nightclubs, wine bars, places like that. And then I've also incorporated musical performance into some of my speeches around the world. So I've had a chance to play and sing in Macau, China, and Barcelona, Spain, and Santiago, Chile, and Juneau, Alaska.
Wow. Yeah. From north to south. And your wife's an entertainer too then?
Yes. As a matter of fact, on our first date, I took her up on a ridge above the Arkansas River in Little Rock where we could see the big valley out in front of us. And I opened the trunk of my car and got out a guitar and started playing and singing a song to her. And she sang along and her harmonies were better than my singing. So I thought this could work. And about 7 months later, we were married.
Oh, and a romantic guy as well.
Yep.
Well, nice. So you've from Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way to Southern California and just traveling around the globe, traveling around the country. I mean, you've influenced thousands of people around the globe. But what would you say one is your most memorable experiences working with your clients?
Wow. I've had over 2,000 professional speeches. No, over 3,000, excuse me, 2,000 clients over the last 39 years. And selecting the most memorable would have to be by category. For example, worst ever, or most bizarre, or something like that. There was one time in Louisville, Kentucky, I was speaking for an earth-moving equipment company, their annual meeting, and they said the speech is not going to be in a meeting room. It's going to be in a rodeo arena.
Oh, okay.
You'll be on stage out in the middle of the dirt in the rodeo arena, and the audience will be in the stands. And I said, well, okay. And they said, and it gets more exciting. I said, well, what's that? They said, this is Larry. He's going to bring you in. I said, what do you mean, bring me in?
Yeah.
They said, well, we're going to darken the room, you know, the entire arena.
Right.
And have a spotlight on the stage where you're going to speak. And then you and Larry are going to come in a monster truck. So I went with Larry.
Okay.
Went down one of the ramps into the staging area and climbed up the hub and then the wheel and then the cab of the monster truck and got up in there and sat by Larry. And I'm in a suit with wingtip shoes, you know, suit and tie.
Yeah.
And they said, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Kessler, you know. And all of a sudden, Larry fires up this truck and flames shoot out the exhaust. And we go tearing across this arena. They're throwing a rooster tail of dirt. And he goes up on two wheels in the turn and then zooms back to the stage and stops in front of the stage with, you know, the engine roaring and the,
all right,
and the flames blaring out of the out of the exhaust. And he says, "Okay, jump." And I look down at the stage that's about the size of a postage stamp. And I open the door and go for it. And I jumped and luckily didn't fall. Recovered and then gave a 1 hour speech to the audience. I guarantee you the most exciting part of that speech was Larry. Because there's hardly any way to follow a monster truck entrance with a motivational speech that's going to do an adequate job.
More than, and pull yourself together as you get on the stage after experiencing that. I've spent a great deal of time in Louisville, Kentucky myself, so I could picture what you were doing there. All right, well, we're going to head off to break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit the drpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Playing in a traveling band.
Oh, I wish I could just sing that song. We'll just keep on going. We'll just keep playing our music, because we are here today joining us with our guest, Jim Cathcart, who's a bit of a musician himself. And we're going to be talking about his music in just a bit. But Jim, I have a question, but really a comment, because one of your quotes, and it just stuck with me because I use a quote, or I believe the quote myself, the mustard seed parable. And when I tell that to people, they just get it. And your quote, the seed of your future success already lives within you. It's just so powerful.
Thank you. That's from my book, The Acorn Principle. As a matter of fact, the acorn's my company logo, and it's a logo of an acorn with a person emerging from it. And the whole point is that the acorn, the seed that's in us, contains the potential for us to be really good at something, but not always at the same thing as someone else. You know, I might be a really good oak while you'd be a good redwood, and I couldn't do redwood at all.
Yeah, right, exactly, because everybody has their own strength of what it is that they do. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's just so powerful on many levels. And so were you always successful? Did you always have this success? what was one of your most memorable business failures?
First off, I started off, you know, as an overweight, out of shape government clerk in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, I was like,
no way.
50 pounds overweight, smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, had never been physically fit, didn't have any money in the bank, a college degree or anything like that going for me. And my dad was a telephone repairman, mom was a housewife, and we had an invalid grandfather in the front room who couldn't speak or move. He was in a hospital bed. And so I didn't expect my life to amount to much. And then I got inspired to go into the field of training and development. And luckily, I found my path. I was an acorn that found out what oak was like. And I started pursuing that field. And now I'm, you know, at the top of my game and having a wonderful, blessed life and very grateful for it. But one of the greatest business failures, I got into a partnership. I've been in several, some of which were highly successful, especially my partnership with Tony Alessandra. But I got into another partnership once with a fellow that I didn't know going into it. And so I did what I thought was good research to check him out. Mm-hmm. Ended up in a really dysfunctional relationship that lost me hundreds of thousands of dollars and a few years of prime productivity before I got back on my feet and into my game in my head again, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it took you down a bit to have something like that happen. And unfortunately, I do hear that more often than not, that something like that has happened where, and so when, you know, somebody will come to me and say, hey, I'm considering about a partnership, what do you think? And do your research, do your homework, just don't jump into a blind. I mean, make sure this is the person you want to spend your, it's like getting married. Is this the person that you want to spend your life with?
Yeah, it's easy to get into a partnership. It's difficult to get out of it.
Right.
Tony Alessandra and I were partners for 5 years and had one checkbook and one set of stationery. And, you know, it was Cathcart Alessandra and Associates Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And we were happy as clams. And then we started disagreeing on next steps. So we went back to being separate businesses. But we're still co-authoring things today, 20 years later.
Yes, right. And you have to figure out what works for you.
Maybe
one way, and maybe it's not a complete partnership of the business, but maybe it's a partnership of a project.
Yeah,
because I have a lot of people like that I work with that we partner on specific projects and not the business.
And right.
So I'm still stuck on that you were 50 pounds overweight and smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
It's me. I've been slender ever since. I weighed 200 pounds then, and I weigh about 148 now. And I'm a mountain trail runner, and I work out a couple or 3 days a week when I'm not on the trails. And I run the trails every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And
you're dedicated. You're determined.
And ride motorcycles, and you know, just generally having a great time. I spent most of this morning writing my next book, which is on increasing your success velocity. And I had breakfast this morning with my co-author, who's the dean of the School of Management at Cal Lutheran University here.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So you have another book coming out. So you have 16 books right now.
Yep. And two more in the works.
And two more in the works. Wow. I have four books and I have two in the works. Yeah. Wow. So I was just asked recently if I would do another book on emotional engagement. And, you know, it's like, sure, we have time to do that. we fit it in.
You know, emotional engagement is huge. If
yes.
people are just functionally engaged or intellectually engaged and not emotionally so, then there's no sense of buy-in or ownership. And so you don't invest all of your energies and creativity. You only give part of yourself.
Yes. And that's part of, I guess, my success or knowing my successes. And that comes from that, the emotional engagement, because like you said, you have the intellect and people have the knowledge or the school knowledge, but if they're not emotionally connected, it's just, you know, creates for a very unsuccessful working environment and also unsuccessful when you're trying to connect with your clients and your customers as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I guess that was one of your lessons learned, just to be cautious and careful when you're looking to join up with a partner.
Well, it also to recognize that even at your best, you're still vulnerable, because I thought I was making a really good decision on that business partnership that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
And I wanted it to happen so much that I rationalized away a few of the red flags I should have noticed. And so I ended up going through an experience where I was completely trusting and invested, even took a mortgage on my home and invested a lot of money from that in it.
Oh.
And ended up just holding an empty bag and had to rebuild, you know, financially after that. And it took me a couple of years of just doing okay before I was really back into my full velocity, personal velocity, you know, giving all of myself to what I was doing.
Well, that was pretty tough, especially, you know, mortgaging the home and everything else that you were doing there. But, you know, Jim, I know that you're an entertainer and you love to play music. So how about if we go into commercial break with you playing one of your songs?
I love it. This one's a rocking tune. It's called Selling Power. You got the power. You got the power. Selling power is the power. We're living in a world of freedom. You got the power to choose whether you'll make a difference or simply sit back and lose. It's sales that drive the revenue, sales that makes things pay. Sales and selling power brings a brighter day. You got the power, selling power. So get your products packaged, check their price appeal, do your market research, then let me take the wheel. I'll show you how to get the goods in the hands of those who buy. I'll find out what they need and want, and I'll do much more than try. 'Cause it ain't trying that gets results. It's active sales appeal. It's resisting stalls and making calls on prospects that are real. You got the power, selling power.
You got the power. You got the power. Hey, folks, you know what time it is. It's giveaway time. You're going to love this. Get ready to start dialing 800-930-2819. Today's third caller is going to enter my Rainmakers Mastermind group. Dial in now, 800-930-2819. All you need to do is provide your name, your email address, and a number, and Team Fife will send you back the link to our private Facebook page. You'll start dialing 800-930-2819. It's time for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
We've already said
goodbye. If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Welcome back, and this is Connie, and we're talking with Jim Cathcart, and You Got the Power. Jim, could you explain more exactly what your definition of success velocity is?
Success velocity is the speed with which you're approaching the goal. It's not speed in the sense of just going fast. It's the advancement toward what it is you want, which constitutes, of course, success. And a lot of people, you know, they think about just increasing their speed of work. And speed of work only makes you faster at whatever it is you're doing right now. It doesn't necessarily make you more successful. So thinking in terms of success as the desired outcome, the important thing to measure is how rapidly you're going in that direction. Because you can go 200 miles an hour in a circle and have zero velocity. But you can go 20 miles an hour in a straight line and have plenty of velocity to get you where you want to go.
Excellent, excellent examples. So can you give like three basic suggestions on how an individual or even an organization, because you said this is good for organizations to use as well.
Yeah. The way you do it is GAS. It's just, you know, just it makes sense if you want to increase your velocity, add gas.
But okay.
GAS is the memory tool. G is gap. The distance between you and what you want is the gap. And the first step is to shorten the gap, reduce the distance between you and it. So that could be get around the people that are already experiencing the success you want, or go, like if you want to be in the music business, move to Nashville or move to Austin, Texas, or you know, wherever. Be around whatever it is and get the tools you need. Get the, you know, get to know the trainers you need. Sign up for the information or the software or the whatever. Log into the websites that'll bring you what you need to reduce the gap between you and your goal. Number two is raise the angle. If you think of a flat, straight line as the distance between you and your goal and how quickly you would get there under no effort.
Right.
Raise the angle. The angle is the amount of effort that you're putting into it, the amount of focus and intensity with which you approach it. So, you know, keep your goal in front of you. Get up earlier in the morning. Get started on it earlier in the day. Get better tools. Take time to sharpen the axe and you know, get back into chopping the wood at a faster pace when you do. That kind of thing. Find coaches and other people to help you, you know, call Connie, get her advice and join her inner circle so that you're able to get the power you need to raise that angle. And then third, increase the speed. In other words, just work more intensely, more rapidly on what you're doing by removing the inefficiencies. Spend less time on things that are like setup time. You know, if you want to increase the speed, get ready the night before so the next morning you hit the ground running.
Right, right.
Those kind of things. Like I wanted to play more music and get better at it, so I set a section of my living room as a music room.
Okay.
And it's set up all the time. And anytime I walk by there, it's easy for me to succumb to the temptation and just pick up the guitar, you know, and start playing. So get your tools around you, lay them out in such a way that it's easy to access. Same thing for information.
Okay, okay. And I like how you set up things in a room. I actually have that too. My one room is set up for my banjo. I have another room set up for my video room, and another room is set up for radio. So I guess I'm already working on my success velocity.
Creator, yeah.
And that also builds that creative. And like you said, you're walking by there, you see it, and it's like, you know, maybe have a chance to sit down and play it and practice or, you know, work on your video or audio. But I mean, it's absolutely true. If you are going to do something, you do need to put some time and effort into that preparation. And just like the radio show, I mean, there's hours of preparation before I sit down here and have a conversation with you. You know, I like to know a little bit about who you are, making sure all the technology, although we have a great engineering team, have to give them a little shout out. But, you know, it's still something that I worry about just to make sure that everybody is connected and we're going to make this happen and it's going to be successful.
Yeah, when I'm getting ready for a speech, I go to the client's website. I not only read it when I first book the speech, but I read it. I go through the website and read virtually every page I can access on it the night before the speech. I go over my notes once again before I get to the room that morning. When I'm sitting at breakfast alone, I'm going over the notes on the audience, not on my speech itself. Because the speech I've already outlined, I've got a pretty good sense of where it's going to go.
Right.
I get into their heads and hearts I want to be thinking about them more than my message, so that everything's about what my message means to them instead of just me saying the words and telling the stories.
Well, hey, that's that emotional engagement.
That's true.
You know, connecting with them on an emotional level. And I've seen you, and you work a room very well. And I've worked with a lot of speakers. This is when I was on the other side, actually, when we would bring in speakers at the chamber or the Girl Scouts. And a lot of speakers would come in, and they were just totally hands off. Just put me on the stage. When I'm done, get me off the stage.
Which you could get from a CD.
Exactly. We never called them back. And the speakers that did come, and they would mingle with our group. And I don't want to name any names, but there are some that I would, without question, bring them back again just because of how they connected with the audience before the event, during the event, and after.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal. So you need to have that engagement, and that's how you're going to get hired back again.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what would you, I mean, even for an organization, and I hear you saying this is for individuals and organization. So how would you help an organization support their teams to think differently?
That's something I do most of the time. You know, I'm usually brought in as an advisor, a strategic advisor, or as a speaker or trainer. The first thing I do is I tell them, if you don't change the mindset, there won't be a change in behavior, or at least not a lasting change. So the first thing we've got to do is introduce people to a new way of thinking about whatever it is, whether it's sales, whether it's marketing or leadership and management or communication internally. I had one organization that brought me in. They said, our departments aren't working together. And I said, well, I've noticed that they don't even greet each other in the hallway.
Right.
You know, they walk right past each other. I said, well, you know, they say hi when they first get to work in the morning. So, yeah, but, you know, we need to start with one fundamental rule. That is, when you're near another person, acknowledge them.
Right.
And they said, well, what? You mean I've got to go say, hi, Connie. Hey, it's good to see you again for the third time today. And I said, no. And thanks for the sarcasm. No.
Right.
What I mean is, when you're walking down the hall and you see Connie, nod, smile, make eye contact. You don't have to say anything. Just don't ignore the fact that she's standing right there beside you. And the same thing is certainly true for customers. And, you know, every time you see a customer, you don't have to engage them, but you do have to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
And appear to be personally approachable, so that if they've got a question or a need, they feel comfortable saying, excuse me, how do I find the marketing department?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. What do you have coming up? I know you have a couple of programs coming up. Do you have public programs that people could reach you?
Coming up. I just booked the first of 3 years of training programs in mainland China. I'm going to be going in July to Shanghai and Beijing and doing a series of lectures over there. And I'm going to be doing 4 days a year for the next 3 years. And also in September, I'm going to Hamburg, Germany to be the featured speaker at a sales and marketing conference hosted by a publishing company, Handelsblatt, over in Germany.
So
that's thrilling. And then, of course, I've got domestic engagements and I've got clients. I've got one client right here in Oxnard, just up the road from Thousand Oaks, where I live. And I meet with them once every quarter with their executive team for just a brainstorming session. And then I do a couple of training programs for their staff during the year. And I speak at their annual exposition and convention. So, and I write an article each month for their magazine. So I got a lot going on and I'm having a ball. And then, of course, as we talked about, I'm, you know, playing musical gigs every couple of weeks and having a blast doing that.
Well, do you want to take us into a commercial with another song?
Totally.
Oh, didn't know. I didn't have to ask twice.
This is a song I wrote years ago after a long motorcycle ride one summer night. I'm riding free at the highway at my feet. No place to be and no schedules to meet.
There's not a thing in this world to tie me down. The buses pass me by, their destination on their face. No names on me, man, I'm not going just one place. I go where I want to be, in any town. Nothing but my mood to guide me. I follow the road I like best. 1 week I may go to Mexico. The next I'm headed northwest. Two wheels below me, an open road ahead. Don't need much money 'cause I'm carrying my bed. I'll work one day for my bread and travel on.
We'll be right back.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
You're listening to Marketing Masters, and I'm your host, Connie Fife, and joining me today is Jim Cathcart. So, Jim, are you ready to rock?
Absolutely. Because,
Jim, it's all about you. This is our lightning round where we ask our guests 10 questions. You may answer. or pass, kind of like truth or dare.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're ready, what is your favorite TV show?
24.
Oh, okay. What is your first, or who is your first celebrity crush?
Annette Funicello.
And who, what is, I don't know if I should ask you this. I'm going to ask, what is your hidden talent? I don't know if you have any more.
I'm really, really good at remembering song lyrics.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then what is your go-to comfort food?
Go-to comfort food. Wow. It would be cornmeal pancakes with pecans and bananas and a light dusting of powdered sugar from Come On in La Jolla, California, with a cup of vanilla nut coffee.
Well, you must know my husband. That's all he said to me yesterday. I have a hankering for cornmeal. So I made cornmeal mush. I made cornmeal bread.
Wow. Just those specific pancakes. That would be my last meal.
That's your specific. Okay. Yep. Who is your most influential person?
Earl Nightingale, without question.
And I know the story behind that. You want to share a little bit more?
Sure. 1972 in Little Rock, Arkansas, I was a government clerk working for the Housing Authority in a kind of a dead-end job, assistant to a man who was not busy enough to need an assistant. And so I had a lot of spare time, and I was bored to tears. And I didn't have any money or a college degree or anything like that. And I heard the radio in the next room, and it had a little show called Our Changing World, Earl Nightingale. He was on 900 stations at that time around the world. And there weren't many shows like yours, Connie, that
right.
You know, it success advice at the time. So he was the guy. And I heard his voice, and he said that day, literally, he said this: if you'll spend an extra hour each day studying your chosen field, you'll be a national expert in that field in 5 years or less. And I did the math. 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, 5 years in a row is 1,250 hours. Well, you study any one subject for 1,250 hours, of course you'll be a leading authority.
Right.
Well, I decided I wanted to be what he was. I wanted to be a person that helped people grow. I didn't know what it meant, but I wanted to get into the field of human development, and I knew nothing about it. So I became fanatically dedicated to studying human development, psychology, self-development, motivation, things like that, for 5 years. I mean, fanatical in the true sense of fanaticism. That was the only thing I wanted to think about, be around, or learn. And for 5 years, I did that. And 5 years later, I was a full-time professional speaker. Today, I've been doing that for 39 years. And have won
and never looked back.
Yeah.
And never looked back.
Made that much difference.
And well, what is
Earl Nightingale himself?
Well, you could show him. What is your worst habit?
Worst? I don't know. I'm pretty much on top of my habits now.
You've broken all those bad habits.
Yeah, boy, I've had a bunch.
What's your favorite success quote?
Become the person who would achieve your goals, and the goals will be the natural byproduct.
Powerful. Who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
My son.
Okay. He plays with you too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does sometimes.
Yeah.
He's the director of human resources at the Four Seasons Hotel near here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Could you imagine living your life any other way?
No. Well, maybe as an entertainer, but I'd still want to be in the field of influencing other people, you know, being a live person. Yeah.
And what advice would you give to your younger self?
Save more money. I was good at saving, but I'd like to have saved more.
Saved more, huh?
Yeah.
That's probably
to the person you're going to be when you get older.
That's a lot of good advice for a lot of people. So right here, Jim, I'm going to give you this floor for the next, 3 to 4 minutes, so you could play away.
Thank you. Well, this is a song I wrote after a friend of mine said he was going to have a barbecue and he wanted me to sing at it. I said, is it a real barbecue? He said, what do you mean? I said, barbecue is not just cooking outdoors. In the South, where I grew up, barbecue is a religion. So listen to this. I wrote it that same day. It's a style of cooking. It's a tasty treat. But it's a Southern man's religion, entirely based on meat. It's a taste of home, a taste of love, and the thrill of Mountain Dew. It's a touch of heaven with a dash of hell, and we call it barbecue. My friend Rupert once wrote a book about the best darn barbecue. He searched the nation for all the best and came up with quite a few. There were sweet ones, tart ones, peppery hot, and some that taste like stew. But the absolutely positive best was homemade barbecue. South Carolina's got its mustard sauce and Texas three-alarm chili. Louisiana's got its jambalaya and Tennessee has its whiskey. But I'd rather meet you in Little Rock and eat like a true hillbilly. We'll grease our chins with the best of sins. Barbecue just makes me frisky. 'Cause it's a taste of home, a taste of love, and the thrill of Mountain Dew. It's a touch of heaven with a dash of hell. We call it barbecue. Bubba, Sissy, Earl and Paula Sue, Uncle Luther and Aunt Lizzie, Ellie and you, you're all my kin, and I won't soon forget it. Yeah, you're my family, and you deserve to know I love you true. But please, don't ever come between me and barbecue. 'Cause it's a taste of home, a taste of love, and a thrill of the Mountain Dew. It's a touch of heaven with a dash of hell, and we call it barbecue. Now let's talk about homemade ice cream.
Well, from one hillbilly to another, Jim, I just want to thank you for being on today's show.
It was a treat, Connie. Thank you.
Really enjoyed it. Well, we need to say goodbye. Listen in next week right here on Marketing Masters. And if you're ready to sign up for our Business Accelerator Academy on June 5th, 6th, and 7th, contact Team Fife at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. Coming up next week, we have Dan LaFave all the way up there in Canada. And for more tips and free tips and how you can create a culture of emotional engagement and learn more about today's guest, head on over to my website at www.ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you again next week.
You've been listening to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business. For more information about Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. We'll be right back.